Cully knew the guild laws. Of course, they had to be enforced. You couldn't run a city without them. This certainly wasn't licensed music. If there ever was unlicensed music, this was it. Nevertheless, he rolled up his sleeve and prepared for a quick fireball just in case. One of the men dropped his club and clutched his foot. The other one spun around as if something had slapped his ear. Satchel Mouth's hat dented, as if someone had just hit him on the head. Ridcully, one eye watering terribly, thought he made out the Tooth Fairy Girl bringing the handle of a scythe down on Satchel Mouth's head. The Arch-Chancellor was quite a bright man, but often had trouble enforcing his train of thought to change tracks. He was having difficulty with the idea of a scythe. After all, grass didn't have teeth. And then the fireball burned his fingers, and then, as he sucked frantically at them, he realized that there was something in the sound, something extra. "Oh, no," he said, as the fireball floated to the floor and set fire to the bursar's boot. "It's alive." He grabbed the beer mug, finished the contents hurriedly, and rammed it upside down on the tabletop. The moon shone over the Clachian Desert in the vicinity of the dotted line. Both sides of it got exactly the same amount of moonlight, although minds like Mr. Cleet's deplored this state of affairs. The sergeant strolled across the packed sand of the parade ground. He stopped, sat down, and produced a cheroot. Then he pulled out a match, reached down and struck it on something sticking out of the sand, which said, "Good evening."
"I expect you've had enough, eh, soldier?" said the sergeant.
"Enough what, sergeant?"
2 days in the sun, no food, no water. I expect you're delirious with thirst and are just begging to be dug out, huh?"
"Yes, it is certainly very dull."
"Dull?"
"I am afraid so."
"Dull? It's not meant to be dull, it's the pit. It's meant to be a horrible physical, mental torture. After 1 day of it, you're supposed to be,
The sergeant glanced surreptitiously at some writing on his wrist.
A raving madman. I've been watching you all day. You haven't even groaned. I can't sit in my thing. You sit in it. There's papers and things in it.
Office.
Working with you outside like this. I can't bear it."
Beau Nidal glanced upwards. He felt it was time for a kindly gesture.
"Help! Help! Help! Help!" he said.
The sergeant sagged with relief.
"This assists people to forget, does it?"
"Forget? People forget everything when they're given their...
The pit."
"Yes, yes, that's it, the pit."
"Ah, do you mind if I ask a question?"
"What?"
"Do you mind if perhaps I have another day?"
The sergeant opened his mouth to reply, and the dregs attacked over the nearest sand dune.
"Music," said the patrician. "Ah, tell me more."
He leaned back in an attitude that suggested attentive listening. He was extremely good at listening. He created a kind of mental suction. People told him things just to avoid the silence. Besides, Lord Vetinari, the supreme ruler of Ankh-Morpork, rather liked music. People wondered what sort of music would appeal to such a man. Highly formalized chamber music, possibly, or thunder and lightning opera scores. In fact, the kind of music he really liked was the kind that never got played. It ruined music, in his opinion, to torment it by involving it on dried skins, bits of dead cat, and lumps of metal hammered into wires and tubes. It ought to stay written down on the page in rows of little dots and crotchets, all neatly caught between lines. Only there was it pure. It was when people started doing things with it that the rot set in. Much better to sit quietly in a room and read the sheets, with nothing between yourself and the mind of the composer but a scribble of ink. Having it played by sweaty fat men and people with hair in their ears and spit dribbling out of the end of their oboe, well, the idea made him shudder. Although not much, because he never did anything to extremes. So,
"And then what happened?" he said. "And then he started singing, Your Honour," said Cumbling Michael, licensed beggar and informal informant. "A song about great fiery balls."
The patrician raised an eyebrow.